Spectrum Business keeps real businesses, like Rise Bakery, connected.
As a business owner, my Spectrum services help simplify my day. Everything we do is easier knowing that we've got a reliable connection. And it helps our business just run really smoothly. Even though our techniques are very ancient, we rely just as heavily on technology. Spectrum allows my business to go from surviving to thriving.
Keep your business running smoothly with Spectrum Internet, starting at $40 a month. Restrictions apply. Services not available in all areas.
Let's be honest. You've been portrayed as a monster.
Yes.
Evil. Maniacal.
What's it like to interview a killer? 48 Hours is taking you inside what we've learned about the criminal mind. This is Killer Conversation. You can follow and listen to Killer Conversation on Tuesdays in the 48 Hours podcast feed on the free Odyssey app or wherever you get your podcasts.
Bear with me, those of you who ride the entire 4 hours with this show. We were, I know we went down earlier. This was the most important news of the day. Mind-blowing, really, Lee.
Yep.
There was, as it turns out, a plot to steal the 2020 election for Joe Biden. But we're just now finding out about it because the FBI destroyed all the evidence of it. Boy, did they scrub the evidence of it, which tells you there's something there. You don't do that if there's really nothing there and this is just, you know, a bum tip. And I'll get to that in a minute. On Monday, we've already learned this, Lee, FBI Director Kash Patel hands Congress the intelligence report they've been requesting for years. The Biden administration had gaffed them off. Senator Charles Grassley had heard about a Chinese plot to interfere in the 2020 election. Mass producing US, fake U.S. driver's licenses to flood the system with fraudulent mail-in ballots to help Chairman Ho become the first Chinese president of the United States of America, which he ultimately did. And he was fully owned and operated by the Chinese at that point, we now know, through bribes and compromise. Okay. So they get a tip. And the tip is that China is using TikTok to scrape real information on tens of thousands, perhaps hundreds of thousands of Americans, their real data, to then fabricate and manufacture IDs, driver's license, state IDs, addresses, information used to manufacture the fake IDs with the real American data, making them almost impossible to detect, so they could then be used for massive ballot fraud. You would think the FBI would be very interested in this, given that there were multiple actionable pieces of intelligence. What does that mean? Tips you can follow. Concrete stuff you can follow up on. So an enterprising FBI agent did the interview with the source, documented it on the system, because all of it gets filed on the system, and was scheduled to re-interview the source. But it never happened. The FBI recalled the report internally. Abruptly recalled the report internally on August 24th. With a vague excuse about needing to re-interview the source. Again, they never did, Lee. And that's when it started. The FBI's various branches, and by then it had spread to other intelligence agencies in the U.S. government, weren't just asked to disregard the report. They were asked to destroy all copies of it and remove the original report from all computer holdings.
For us, that would be called destruction of evidence. So,
well, yes, and it's illegal.
And, yeah.
Unless you're a Democrat and you work for the FBI.
Exactly,
and it's like just totally normal.
Yeah, standard operating procedure.
With your friends, the Chinese. Okay. This wasn't routine bureaucratic cleanup. By the way, this is John Solomon breaking this. He is has his own site now called Just the News. He used to be the investigative reporter for The Hill and the only reporter in the U.S. press corps, D.C. press corps, to get the Russia collusion hoax story correct from the beginning. So he has a lot of credibility with us here on the show. This wasn't bureaucratic cleanup, Solomon writes. It was a deliberate effort to wipe damning evidence from existence. The FBI didn't just bury credible evidence about the Chinese election interference scam involving absentee ballots. It tried to scrub it from history. So they didn't just remove the reports. They removed all evidence on the computer system that the reports had ever been filed. Now, if this is just a bum tip, right? Why would you do that? You just disregard it. Incredible. Years later, the truth is finally surfacing. Kash Patel has finally brought the report to Senator Chuck Grassley. Chuck Grassley first requested it in 2021 after a whistleblower told him about it, and the FBI gaffed him off. Now, here's the crazy part. This dates to the exact period when Christopher Wray, the FBI director, was, it turns out, feloniously testifying before Congress that there was no evidence, the FBI had seen no evidence of election interference. Because remember, even before the election, this had heated up. He lied, is basically it. Officials told Just the News the recall kept the FBI and other agencies from fully investigating allegations that Beijing, i.e. China, was trying to meddle in the U.S. election to Biden's benefit. So if you scrub the report, you can't investigate as it's going on. Even though corroborating evidence, Lee, listen to this, came in from a fellow law enforcement agency. The U.S. Customs and Border Protection had captured 19,888 of the fake driver's licenses, mostly from Hong Kong and China, in late July 2020 on their way to battleground states in the Midwest.
Spectrum Business keeps real businesses like Rise Bakery connected.
As a business owner, my Spectrum services help simplify my day. Everything we do is easier knowing that we've got a reliable connection. And it helps our business just run really smoothly. Even though our techniques are very ancient, we rely just as heavily on technology. Spectrum allows my business to go from surviving to thriving.
Keep your business running smoothly with Spectrum Internet, starting at $40 a month. Restrictions apply. Services not available in all areas.
Let's be honest, you've been portrayed as a monster.
Yes.
Evil, maniacal.
What's it like to interview a killer? 48 Hours is taking you inside what we've learned about the criminal mind. This is Killer Conversation. You can follow and listen to Killer Conversation on Tuesdays in the 48 Hours podcast feed on the free Odyssey app or wherever you get your podcasts.
I'm just going to pause to let that sink in for a minute. Just your mind has to process it. Mine did yesterday. 19,888. Now, remember, we've gone through this. Trump lost these battle. Well, let's correct. We're told Trump lost these battleground states to Joe Biden by not a lot of votes. And we just caught one tranche of it. And it was ignored. It was ignored. The subject line of the FBI intelligence bulletin succinctly stated the potential nature of the alleged plot. Chinese government production and export of fraudulent U.S. driver's licenses to Chinese sympathizers in the United States in order to create tens of thousands of fraudulent mail-in votes for U.S. presidential candidate Joe Biden. FBI's exact words. Every trace of this was scrubbed from the system. And again, they use TikTok to get the data. Okay, let's just observe a few things here, Lee, and I'm going to get you to react to this. Okay. Let's put this aside for a moment and look at what the Democrats did, the law breaking under the guise of what? COVID in the year 2020 to suspend laws, rules that would have protected us from absentee ballot fraud in battleground after battleground after battleground. Basically, anywhere Democrats had a lever of power, mm-hmm. they just disregarded the yep. laws in these states that said, no, you have to have a request through the mail, certified through the mail with a stamp that you want the ballot. Then we mail it back to right. you. And what did they do? Well, COVID, we'll just mass mail like whoever's on the list. Yeah, let's do that. And this was in violation of a law in state after state after state after state. But what they did was mass mail the ballots. And then when we sued The judge said, well, we can't disenfranchise anybody. And I mean, now they've gotten the ballots. It was the state's mistake, and they got to vote in a lot of cases. And they did this in multiple ways in different states. So these votes were always illegal.
And we were always told that any accusation of there being any voter fraud was the big lie, that it was uncorroborated, that there was no evidence provided of any type of infiltration of our election system. That's what we kept being told. And if you even suggested that, well, you know, you're a nut. You need to be censored.
And they were. People were.
Yeah.
Censored. Remember, the censorship got so extreme, again, under FBI pressure. We now know from Mark Zuckerberg, he had it so locked down, you couldn't even message your family members about potential election fraud on Facebook. So forget about a post. You couldn't even use their messenger system. And remember what Zuckerberg also told us. Look, I had to censor it even when I knew that it was true, because they were threatening me with all kinds of criminal investigations. They were opening investigations into Facebook. I had to do what they wanted, even though I knew it was true what these people were saying.
Even our buddies at the Associated Press would always, they put in the story, false claims of election interference by President Trump. Anytime yep. this was mentioned, they would always have in that copy, false claims of election interference.
So Solomon continues, this is not the sum total. We found 20,000 of these fake driver's licenses sent by China to allow ineligible Chinese nationals, particularly students and immigrants sympathetic to Chinese Communist Party, to vote for Biden using fraudulent mail-in ballots. The report alleged that China had harvested personal data, listen to this, from millions of TikTok users in the U.S., including ID numbers, names, addresses, and then that was used to manufacture the fake IDs with real American data, making them nearly impossible to detect. Despite questions about how TikTok got its information, the FBI report still offered actionable leads, but rather than investigate it, the FBI buried it, destroyed the evidence of it, turning what could have been a critical warning into just another piece of erased history. Mm-hmm. Now, keep in mind the other end of this, and Solomon doesn't even go into this, Lee, the mass censorship at the hands of Elvis Chan on social media by the FBI. So no discussion, no investigative reporting of any of this could be done. And you put that together with this?
You know, you would expect an adversary of this country to be doing covert things to try to, destabilize this government. But when you have an agency of the federal government that has evidence of this going on and covers it up and erases it, that's an even worse crime in my mind.
And especially when, again, Senator Chuck Grassley gets word this is going on, requests the documents, and the FBI not only refuses to give him the evidence of this massive Chinese election fraud scheme, but destroys the evidence.
Something that you and I would be in prison for.
Yes, you cannot destroy evidence. You can't do it. Unless you're a Democrat, you work for the FBI, folks. This country is not. This agency has to be purged from top to bottom. The country won't survive it if it's not.
Spectrum Business keeps real businesses like Rise Bakery connected.
As a business owner, my Spectrum services help simplify my day. Everything we do is easier knowing that we've got a reliable connection. And it helps our business just run really smoothly. Even though our techniques are very ancient, we rely just as heavily on technology. Spectrum allows my business to go from surviving to thriving.
Keep your business running smoothly with Spectrum Internet, starting at $40 a month. Restrictions apply. Services not available in all areas.
Let's be honest, you've been portrayed as a monster.
Yes.
Evil, maniacal.
What's it like to interview a killer? 48 Hours is taking you inside what we've learned about the criminal mind. This is Killer Conversation. You can follow and listen to Killer Conversation on Tuesdays in the 48 Hours podcast feed on the free Odyssey app or wherever you get your podcasts.